I have a note from Wes. Jeff, breathe deep, take your time and relax, read slowly, you've got this. And I thank him for that. As some of you may know, I enjoy fishing. And if we could have the first slide, please. For me, it's meditation. Ashley feels the same. Where I'm concentrating on nothing but my rod. Was that a bite? Was that weed? One lovely day. I'm not thinking about work. I'm not thinking about family. I'm not thinking about politics or the economy. Nothing. I am emptying. It's zen. Slide two, please. And it is in beautiful places that God created. That one's Turidon, at the lagoon there. Sometimes I even catch fish. If I can have the next slide, please. But I do catch a lot of seaweed. And once I got so desperate, last slide, please, I went fishing in my backyard and pretended to be a fishing gnome. Please note the slippers and the empty bucket. There is no water in that. You can imagine what time that was. It was a dark place for all of us. Thank you. Next week. In Luke, it takes place by the Lake of Gennesaret, also known as the Sea of Galilee. Jesus is teaching a large crowd gathered on the shore, and they're eager to hear the word of God. And Jesus sees two boats at the water's edge, left there by fishermen who are washing their nets after a long, unfruitful night at sea. Jesus steps into one of the boats, which belongs to Simon Peter, and asks him to push out a little from the shore. Sitting in the boat, Jesus was able to continue teaching to the people. And after speaking, he told Simon to go out into the deeper water and let down the nets for a catch. Simon, despite having caught nothing all night, obeys Jesus' command. To his amazement, the nets are filled with so many fish as they began to break. Simon signals to his partners in the other boat to help, and both boats are so full of fish, they start to sink. The story teaches us about faith and obedience. Simon Peter and the other fishermen had worked hard all night without catching anything. Yet when Jesus told them to let down their nets again, they obeyed. Even though it didn't make sense from a human perspective, it was the wrong time of day, the tide wasn't right, the wind wasn't right. But their obedience was rewarded with an overwhelming catch of fish. This miracle shows that when we trust and obey Jesus, even when the situation seems hopeless or illogical, he can bless us abundantly. Jesus also tells Simon Peter that from now on he will fish for people. It is a call to follow Jesus and to help bring others to faith. Applying this lesson in today's world can be difficult. We live in a time where logic, science, and evidence often guide our decisions. Trusting in something we cannot see, like faith in Jesus, can seem irrational. We may struggle to obey God's commands when they don't align with our understanding or when they require us to step out of our comfort zones. Moreover, our busy lives can be filled with distractions that can make it hard to hear Jesus' voice. We might feel hesitant to take risks or to change our ways because of fear of failure or uncertainty. I'm sure we've all felt that from time to time. Yet this story reminds us that faith requires us to trust beyond what we can see and understand. It encourages us to listen to Jesus and to take steps of obedience, believing that he has the power to provide, to guide, and to bless us in ways that we might not expect. By embracing this faith, we can experience the miraculous and abundant life that Jesus promises. And in the message from Corinthians, Paul reminds the Corinthians of the good news that he preached to them and that they believed. This good news should be the foundation of their faith and salvation. Paul emphasizes that Christ died for our sins, was buried, and rose again on the third day, just as the scriptures had foretold. He stresses the importance of the eyewitnesses who saw Jesus alive after his resurrection. He mentions that Jesus appeared to Peter, and then to the 12, and later to more than 500 people at once. He also appeared to James, all the apostles, and lastly to Paul himself. These many witnesses provide strong evidence that Jesus truly rose from the dead. The passage concludes with a message of hope. Paul, who once persecuted the church, became an apostle by God's grace. This transformation shows that no matter what our past, Paul, mine, yours, God's grace can change us and give us a new purpose. The resurrection of Jesus assures us of eternal life and hope beyond this life. By believing in this good news and trusting in God's grace, we can experience the true and everlasting hope that Jesus offers. Amen.